So my name is Michelle Falcon Fontanes. I use a she series pronouns. I'm a multimedia artist, specifically focusing in photography, installation, art, filmmaking, as well as public art. A Call to Our Ancestors was created in a response to not being able to put together my play that was supposed to be showcased in March of 2020. And so that's when the pandemic hit. And as everything, that project completely stopped. So because it was a performance, I could not continue to push together like that piece. And so what I decided to do was, there was actually a call for art in Holyoke, and it was sent to me directly by several people in the community. It was for a photo mural. And so what I decided to do was actually take the performance, because by that time too, everything was so uncertain that we just didn't know. It was still the year 2020, and we were like, we just didn't know when things were going to be opening up again. And so I was like really heartbroken, because I was just like, I worked so hard in producing that theater piece. And I was able to have it showcased one time at the Academy of Music here in Northampton, but there were other shows that couldn't continue. And so basically what I did was I took those characters from the theater piece, and I decided to do a photo project with it, just because of like the flexibility of being able to still, you know, shoot outside masks and everything, but still trying to pick up like, or maintain like the essence of the piece and what the characters from the play actually symbolized. And so this was actually one of the first pieces that I created from the photo series, and it was actually selected to be a part of El Corazón de Holyoke, the Heart of Holyoke. It's one of the first photo murals, or set of photo murals, on Main Street in Holyoke. It's right outside of my childhood neighborhood that is being gentrified. And so it was really important to me that I had a piece there that was representing the Puerto Rican community, the Boricua community, just because it's like there's a lot of fear right now happening in Holyoke that we're going to be pushed out. And so this piece is really important. With all my work, really, I try to create more representation with the Puerto Rican community, the Boricua community, and most importantly, like the women's and women's history. Because a lot of times I feel like women in particular, or non-binary folks as well, trans folks as well, they don't really get their flowers. And so for me, it was like really important to like just have a piece that really honored women, and just taking a moment too of just like honoring women that are present in our lives, but also honoring people from our past as well. And so this piece in itself does that, you know. Brendalise, for example, she comes from a lineage of bomba dancers. So she comes directly from the family that created the African dance in Puerto Rico, in Loíza. And she's done a lot of things for the community. And so I knew immediately that I wanted to do something with her, just because, again, she symbolizes someone that is actually actively involved in the community, doing a lot of things to like preserve our culture, our African culture. And so with that in itself, I was just like, she's literally representing her ancestors. And in this way, she's also in this piece, an ancestor, so to speak. Like she, in this moment, this photograph is like kind of capturing her in that sense, because of all the things that she has done in the community. And so like the character that she represents is like the first, is like the healer. So Brendalise itself was actually involved in my play. And so I still wanted to work with her in this piece. And her character was someone, or an ancestor, that would appear during like transitions. And what it symbolized was just like this kind of like spiritual place of like, there's an ancestor, like your first ancestor, that's always like watching over you, that is like blessing you, that is taking care of you, and that is kind of guiding you on a daily basis, even though you don't see them, but you can feel them, and they're just like there in a spiritual sense. In the play, it was just kind of like a reminder. She would like do that as she danced bomba itself, because that was her way. When Brendalis talks about bomba, she's always talking about how that's like super connected, like she feels connected to like her spirituality in that sense. And for her, her spirituality is connecting directly to her ancestors. And so I wanted that to still be preserved in a photograph. When we were creating this piece, I had her dance bomba, you know. I would have her stop in some moments, but I would have her dance bomba and like kind of have that flow. And I think you can see that in this piece, where it just feels like very strong, very secure, and like a very secure woman that has just a lot of power in herself, a lot of knowledge within that too. And I think that the way that bomba was also a way of like resilience, because again, back then it came from like our African slaves, right? Our African ancestors that were slaves on the island. And one of the ways that they would express themselves was through the dance, right? It was like through this way of healing, was like that. And I think that right now we can take that as, yes, a way of preserving the culture, but also a practice that we can utilize as well when we need healing.